Hello.
Hey, is this Frank?
This is Frank.
Frank, how are you? This is Zach. You filled out a web form on my website about your house on Culloden Lane.
Yeah.
I have a few houses in that area. I know exactly where this house is at. I have go ahead. Sorry.
What's your game?
My name's Zach.
And what do you do?
Well, I buy houses and I sell houses as well. I've been in the market for a while. Just a bunch of different real estate things. I try not to get in trouble.
Well, I heard that.
Funny enough, I don't know if you know where Woodpecker Road is. I'm sure you do, but
Well,
I
I
have.
just came with the woodpecker.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I just drove down Woodpecker.
Hell of a name, isn't it?
Yeah, I live about that blocks off of, no, probably a block off of Woodpecker, really.
Yep. I know your house sits further back. I've seen it with, yeah.
It sets off the road about maybe three quarters of a football field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got on the, what, a little over an acre? What, well, like an acre and
Acre and a half.
a half? Yeah. Cool.
One of the bigger lots out here. Most of them are an acre.
Yeah. You lucked out.
I lucked out. Well, I tell you what, I did okay when I was about, I bought this place when I was in my late 50s, and I landscaped the shit out of it, but I'm paying for it now.
Yeah. Well, do you cut it now, or do you get someone to do it?
I don't cut it. I have it cut, and I got trees everywhere. I just took out 22 trees last fall.
Do you take them out? I haven't seen it at all. I haven't been. You got the two entrances, right?
What?
You have two entrances, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I got a circle driveway.
Yeah, I'm talking. I'm talking about the same house then. Yeah, I know exactly. Did you get them out of the front, or where did you take them out at?
All around, I took anything out that looked like it might hit the house if it fell over.
Yeah.
I didn't go in and just tear everything out. I just picked the ones that some of them were dead and some of them were dying. The
Yeah.
one, the island, I got a little island here right in between the driveways. I got a little deck up there, and I
Yeah.
got a fire pit up there. I had a refrigerator up there, a little refrigerator, so the kids found out there was beer in it, and I had to get rid of that.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't have kids. I'm 86. My kids are in their 60s.
You're 86?
Yeah, I'm 86, and my wife is 84.
You.
And who knows? Who knows how long you're gonna be here? But this house here is perfect for us.
Yeah.
I mean,
What?
it's a 2,000 square foot rancher. It's got 3 bedrooms, 3 baths.
This is three full baths.
It's perfect. And
Why do you want
two of the baths have walk-in showers, and one of the baths have a walk-in tub. No, I don't want to sell. Who told you I wanted to sell?
Well, I didn't say you did. You filled out a form, or someone did, about your house on the street, and you're
They
saying you
told
didn't fill
me.
out a form?
No, I don't remember filling out a form, but things come across my computer every once in a while, and I'll just, for the hell of it, throw it out there. But
Oh,
who
okay.
knows? Who knows? Who knows? I might want to sell tomorrow. Either me or my. If I go, I know my wife can't take care of this place. She'll have to go to assisted living or live with one of her children. And he goes, I wouldn't have any problem living here until I couldn't. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But anyway, it could be on the market in the next couple of years. Who knows? Who knows? A buddy of mine called me the other day. He said, "Frank, I just figured something out." I said, "What's that?" He said, "A lot of people die in their 80s." He said, "You're in your 80s, and I am too." I said, "I ain't figuring on dying."
Right.
So anyway,
well, yeah.
To answer your question, it's not for sale right now, but I'm not saying it won't be down the road.
Sure. And what does down the road mean to you? Like, you know, a year?
I would say in about a year, I'm in a wheelchair, so I don't walk anymore.
Okay.
And Betty, she's got a back, it's not too good a shape. So we're in our mid-80s, and we're just like everybody else, you know, we got aches and pains, and something somewhere is going to take you out.
Sure.
Or put you down to where you got to go to assisted living. So it could be a month, it could be a year, it could be 2 years, who knows?
Is that, but so now, if I'm hearing you correctly, you want to stay in that house as long as you can?
I'm going to stay in here as long as I can.
Okay. Well, but I mean,
hopefully, take my last breath from there and they take me out there in a black wagon. But you know what? I feel good. But
yeah.
About 2 years ago, I was taking a shower and my leg just quit working.
Sure.
They just wouldn't hold me up.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me, I asked the doctor, I said, I was in the hospital for 4 months. I said, Doc, what the hell happened to me? He said, I wish I knew.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so you'd like to live there for as long as you can. It's one story, you know, so you can get around and do everything you got to do. I mean, have you even considered looking into assisted living?
No.
No.
I don't even want to think about that crap. When I was in a hospital, they said, we're going to send you to a nursing home. I said, you are bullshit. She said, well, you can't. She said, well, you can't live in your house. I said, yeah, you watch me. So I called my buddy and I said, put a ramp in the garage. Put a ramp in the garage. I have a walk-in tub. I have walk-in showers. I just drive up to the shower, scoot over on a bench, take a shower. I can do whatever I want to do. I can dress myself. I can cook. I can do whatever. I can do whatever I want to do. I get in my car. I drive up to my car, and I get in my car, and I go down the road. I drive. I do anything I want to do. So, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I got it figured out pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like you're all set, and, you know, you get around fine, and, I mean, heck, it's a nice house. I mean, I wouldn't want to sell it either.
It is.
But
I tell you what, it's a very nice house.
Yeah, I tell you this, though, I do, you know, if you ever change your mind in the future, I do want to, you know, I would like to buy it. You know, I have houses in the area, so I know exactly where this house is at. I mean, I'm from the area.
Just a week ago, I put hardwood in a family room.
Yeah.
So I got hardwood in a dining room, the kitchen, the one bath off of the kitchen, hardwood in the hallway going between the two bedrooms on the other side of the house. I mean, that house is private as hell. You can have visitors in that house, and the two bedrooms and the bathroom on the left side looking at it from the road are very private. The master bathroom is on the right side of the house. I mean, it is just an ideal house.
Yeah.
And I got a two-car garage hanging on the house, and I got a 6,000 square foot garage across the way, a detached garage.
Sure.
I mean, if you got a guy that's doing like woodwork or stuff like that, or has a little hobby, that is an ideal garage. So, you know, that place is ideal, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
If you want to email me your name, and I'll just put it in the folder. And if I don't go to Lolo Land when I want to sell, I'll look you up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I definitely, like I said, I definitely want to buy it. I don't buy every house for every person I talk to, but, you know, if it makes sense and we can come to some type of arrangement, then, you know, that's what we do. You know, I buy about 20, 30 houses a month. And I don't say that just to, you know, be arrogant. You know, I just want to.
You live here close?
Yeah, I'm not too far. I live in Glen Allen, actually.
The one I'm looking at.
Yeah, you know where you know the mall is, right?
Yep.
Live right over there.
I know where you're at.
Yeah, so you know it's a good part of town, but I love property south of the river. They're good, and you know it's nothing that I haven't seen before. But it, you know, I think you, I know exactly, because you got that, Virginia Naturals over there. I'm not sure if you know where that is, but.
Virginia Naturals?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You have to check that. Are you from this area?
Well, I grew up in Pittsburgh. I left there in 79, went to Trenton in 79, came to Richmond in 89, went to Denver in 94, came back to Richmond in 97, and I bought this house in 97. I bought it late.
Yeah.
So I'm from a little bit of everywhere.
Sure. Well, good, man. I can understand why you probably would just be curious to, you know, receive an offer on this house, and I totally get it.
I get them all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
People drive up in the driveway and says, "You want to sell this place? I hear you're not feeling well." That pisses me off. What do you want to do? You want to put me in the nursing home? You want to buy my house? No. I ain't thinking on selling. In fact, I'm sitting out here right now on my golf cart, looking at the yard and seeing what I want to do. I want to plant some spirea. I had some mulch work done. I had some bushes planted in that circle. I want to make that circle the focal point of the yard. And I got all kind of trees, flowering trees in the yard. And I got azaleas everywhere. And, you know, I just love flowers, and I love a yard, and I love a house. I love to take care of it. I can't see these people buying houses and running down and losing their ass. That's crazy than hell. Anyway, like I said, if you're interested or if you want to drop me your name, my email is my name.
I have it right here. Frankelsknock@comcast.net.
Yeah, if you want to drop me, say, here, I'll buy you. I talk to you, here's my number, you decide you want to sell, give me a call.
Sure, I'll definitely send you that email, even though you probably won't read it, you know, not that it matters.
I read it. I got a folder, I just put stuff in a folder.
Yeah, okay. So you're a hands-on type of guy then.
Yeah, I run around the country running plants for international papers, so I... I keep my wits about me.
There you go. Well, Frank, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I know you stumbled upon our website, you know, just curious to see maybe what, you know, you could get for the house or whatnot. But, you know, just to give you an idea, you know, it costs us roughly $300 every time someone fills that form out. And I was wondering, if I called you back, you know, because, you know, you don't need to sell. I mean, you have a nice house. Why would you? You know, if you don't mind, would you be open to calling you back and just expressing that you did not fill out a form? That way I don't get dinged.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right. And I will send you an email because we do want to buy, you know, we will buy your house. We want to in the future. We're not going anywhere. You know, I'm a younger guy. I'm 30. And, you know, I know where the house is at. So if you don't mind, I'll give you a call back. And if you could just say you don't want to sell and you didn't fill out a form, I would greatly appreciate it. And if we do business in the future, I can guarantee you an extra $300.
Okay. You can call me. You can call me right back if you want to.
All right. I'll call you right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.